Israel and Gaza free of Hamas' grip. Ease the suffering in Gaza and end this war.
He also said Vladimir Putin's war effort in Ukraine is failing and that America cannot retreat from the world. With Israel carrying out more strikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, an unspecified number of U.S. troops are heading to the region to bolster the 40,000 already there. CBS's Charlie Daggett at the Pentagon.
On one side, everybody here is talking about diplomacy, but they do believe that the presence of U.S. forces in that region has served as a deterrent, certainly when it comes to Iranian involvement, because of the conflict that's happening with Hezbollah.
Republicans on a House committee are moving to hold Secretary of State Blinken in contempt of Congress as the GOP investigates the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Texas Republican Michael McCaul.
Secretary Blinken violated that subpoena and refused to appear. And now I have no choice but to move forward with holding him in contempt of Congress.
In testimony to Congress today about welfare spending in Mississippi, former NFL quarterback Brett Favre revealed he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Concern growing along Florida's west coast as forecasters say a hurricane could come ashore later this week.
I'm very concerned with this one. Could be a little rough.
My man lives in St. Marks, Florida. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says the storm is still taking shape as it heads into the Gulf of Mexico.
The storm is going to be bringing a huge amount of water right along the Gulf Coast of Florida. And it doesn't matter where you are on the Gulf Coast, you're going to be seeing at least some storm surge.
Inflation has made eating out more challenging, but as we hear from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez, it's not just prices, it's portions.
We have the chocolate, lemon, every kind of cheese.
A report from the National Restaurant Association found 75% of customers say they want smaller portions for less money. The Portion Balance Coalition hopes to sign on at least 10 high-volume chains to answer the call. And it's not just about economics. Market researchers say more people are opting for snacks over meals. Others on weight loss injectables aren't eating as much. One study on food waste found 40% of what's served out never gets eaten.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 30 points. NASDAQ is up more than 100. The S&P is up 12. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A recorded voice called in a bomb threat to Racine County's courthouse and law enforcement center yesterday, forcing an evacuation. No explosives were found after a sweep, and the investigation is ongoing. The Racine Unified School Board approved several upgrades funded by the previously passed billion-dollar referendum. The projects include renovations at several schools. Reverend Jesse Jackson visited Racine for a Get Out the Vote rally. The stop here yesterday was at the Christ Chapel Missionary Baptist Church and is part of Jackson's 10-state bus tour aimed at mobilizing young voters. Racine Mayor Corey Mason and other local leaders will discuss the city's clean energy initiatives on Thursday at Samuel Myers Park. They'll be highlighting how federal funds are supporting efforts in solar energy, electric vehicle infrastructure, and energy-efficient construction. And a new one-mile paved trail will be built through Bender Park in Oak Creek, funded by a federal grant. The project will extend the Oak Leaf Trail network south, creating a nearly continuous 20-mile route connecting Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome. No reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said he's not sure if Jordan Love will be ready to go this week.
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, I think anybody that saw what happened to him, I mean, that's a legitimate injury. So, he's working through it. He's doing everything in his power. He wants to be out there, and you know, we want him out there.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have six games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for three games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next two Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
More clouds than sunshine today with seasonal highs in the mid-60s. Scattered shower chances continue throughout the day today, winding down late tonight. And tomorrow is packed with a ton of sunshine and warmer temperatures rising to the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
That's Simon and Garfunkel and I Am a Rock. A pretty rock. One of those you skip across the lake there. It's time for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story on WRJN, and to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours at 262-634-3311. Am I right, Rich? Is
absolutely
that the, yeah, there you go. 262-634-3311. You could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey. And
now, the rest of the story. Kenneth Thomasma wrote a charming book called Nayanuki. In Shoshone Indian, that name Nayanuki translates girl who ran. With simple eloquence, the author relates the story of two young girls who were captured by a rival band of Indians on the Jefferson River, just upstream from Three Forks, and they were force marched to an area near what is now Mandan, North Dakota. One of the young girls, age 11, was Sacagawea. She was traded to a French guide. The other little girl, Nayanuki, separated from her friend, vowed to escape and eventually did. 4 years later, August 17, 1805, explorers Lewis and Clark came to an Indian settlement on the Beaverhead River. By now, Sacagawea has become a guide for that expedition. At this village, another young Shoshone woman emerged from the crowd, and the two recognized one another immediately, Sacagawea and Nayanuki. The reunion of these two girls, who had endured so much, is told by the author with much tenderness. To paraphrase or to quote only a portion would do an injustice to his eloquence, but it is a moving story. Both of these, as children, had faced child abuse worse than death, but each had fulfilled what was to become the American dream, freedom and independence. 2 years ago, a copy of the book, Nayanuki, was checked out of the library in Bozeman, Montana. And when Kristen Anderson started reading the book, she couldn't put it aside until she was finished. By now, some of the pages are stained with her tears, but Miss Anderson reread it. And again, it related an amazing triumph over unspeakable hardships. And the more she read, the more unfair it seemed that our federal government had honored the name of Sacagawea for having guided Lewis and Clark by naming one of the highest peaks in the Bridger Mountains, Sacagawea Peak. And yet, the other little girl, who had shared altogether as much hardship and pain in a quest for freedom, had been ignored by history. Well, Miss Anderson got busy. She wrote to Washington, D.C. She was referred to the United States Board of Geographic Names. She sent a copy of the book about Nayanuki, related the circumstances, recited the parallels in the experience of the girls until eventually she got an audience for her views. I will not say that Miss Anderson pestered the government officials. I will say that she was most persistent. I mean, she enlisted the local chapter of the Children of the American Revolution, got their help. She made a display for the county library soliciting signatures. She filled out government forms and more forms. She launched a writing campaign which flooded the government agency with thousands of letters. Well, the United States Board of Geographic Names was persuaded, and today, you look north by east from Bozeman, Montana, you're going to see two tall mountains in the Bridger Range. One of them is Sacagawea Peak, and the other, officially, and for whatever earthly time there is, the other is named Nayanuki. A girl age 11 whom history had forgot will now be remembered forever. Miss Kristen Anderson of Bozeman first read that book when she was 9, and she could relate to the little Shoshone Indian girl. For Miss Anderson, who persisted until this 180-year-old debt was paid. Miss Anderson, even now, is only 11. And now you know the rest of the story.
Know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart.
Not
on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe. Means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness,
you.
Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Timeless hits, tell a friend, WRJN, God only knows, and was it, but he's not speaking, he's not telling, as the Beach Boys. I'll tell you, you know, I like to complain about the weather, it's who I am, it's what I do, and I'm actually wear it like a badge, but even with our cloudy rain and things like that, we're not sitting here waiting for a big giant hurricane to come get us, or right now, still a tropical storm, but it's getting worse for the Florida Panhandle. Man, this thing is supposed to hit them on Thursday. They're doing evacuations right now because they think that potential Hurricane Helene is still a tropical storm, could really intensify, and that it has the energy to get all the way up into Nashville and even Indiana. So, I mean, this thing is, how many storms they got out there. I know that it's almost impossible to get homeowners insurance out there. But, you know, ask me again in the middle of January and where it's cold here, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I could move there. It's not like California where you could live under a bridge, however, because there, you know, they got things that could eat you, like an alligator or a big giant boa constrictor. But still, ask me in the middle of January, and I'll be like, all right, let's move. Anyway, for us, about 68 right now, some light rain. We needed it. A little dreary, but what the heck? I don't have to water the plants today. That's all I care about.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at VolunteerWisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high. Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no
What's the name of the song? Oh, come on now. It's Dizzy. Elvis Presley before that once did. Now, this was back in the mid-80s. There was a time when people actually thought Elvis could still be alive. I know, crazy, huh? But hey, I bought into it too. I mean, I was like, he didn't really die. He was removed somewhere. He's just left that particular building. But there was a April Fool's contest that, you know, they were asking everybody to work the radio station and come up with something. And mine was that Elvis Presley would be over at the local Burger King drinking coffee with different station stuff to give away, you know, because it was a country music station, like pins, t-shirts, back when people would slap bumper stickers on their car. Cool country music bumper stickers. Yeah, really. Wait until you try to peel that baby off. But anyway, they wouldn't do it. They said, nobody would like that contest. I'm like, I will pay Elvis. I will buy his coffee and I will pay for having an Elvis sitting at the Burger King drinking coffee. But no. So they went with some other stupid contest that I can't remember. So nobody listens to me anyway. Anyway, maybe I thought you'd get a cookie. It was for April Fool's Day. Local news, timeless, this right here, WRJN, as we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Former President Donald Trump is coming back to the Badger State. He's set to hold a rally in Prairie du Chien on Saturday, the adopted hometown of Derek Van Orden, one of his biggest supporters in the House of Representatives. Van Orden is being challenged by Democrat Rebecca Cook in November. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign is currently on a bus tour throughout Wisconsin. Today, they're in Appleton, Green Bay, and Beaver Dam. The last time Trump was in Wisconsin, it was in Wausau just about 2 weeks ago. And former Governor Tommy Thompson says he wants former President Donald Trump to campaign in the state's two bluest counties. He says Wisconsin is not a done deal for Kamala Harris and says Trump's team should come to Dane and Milwaukee counties, which he called, quote, the belly of the beast. In 2020, Joe Biden won 75% of the vote in Dane County and 69% of the vote in Milwaukee County. So it's yet to be seen whether the Trump team will take that advice. That's what you need to know. Now here's some news from closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The call that closed the courthouse came from a recorded voice. Racine County officials were forced to evacuate the courthouse and law enforcement center yesterday following a bomb threat called in using an automated voice. The sheriff's office says they conducted a thorough sweep of the buildings but found no evidence of explosives. Police say the investigation is still in its early stages with no leads identified. Money has been set aside for work in Racine Unified. The school board last night approved several upgrades using money from that billion-dollar referendum passed several years ago. The approved projects include major renovations at Wadowitz, Gilmore Fine Arts, Bull Early Education Center, and the Real School.
Instead of cursing and raising a finger, you could give feedback about problems on public roads. This Thursday, Kenosha County officials are set to host their final public information meeting on their Comprehensive Safety Action Plan. That's an effort aimed at eliminating serious crashes on county roads. The open house style event will start at 5 at the Kenosha County Center in Bristol. A dubious distinction is on the line tonight for a Major League Chicago team. The White Sox are on the brink of making unwanted history as they face the Los Angeles Angels tonight, with a potential 121st loss looming over the team. If the Sox lose, they'll set a record for the most losses in a season in baseball's modern era. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More clouds than sunshine today, with seasonal highs in the mid-60s. Scattered shower chances continue throughout the day today, winding down late tonight. And tomorrow's packed with a ton of sunshine and warmer temperatures, rising to the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Little drips from the rain outside here. Creedence Clearwater Revival right here on WRJN with local news, timeless hits, and the appropriately named song. Have you?
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, I know, shining down like water.
Local News and Timeless is right here on WRJN, the Beatles' Nowhere Man. Brett Favre is in the news. We've got the scandals going on with him, but in this particular one, he just revealed that he has Parkinson's disease. During the congressional hearing, he said that he has suffered thousands of concussions during his career, and the medical thing that he was sponsoring or putting money in or hoping to get money for, it was some medical procedure that he thought would help stop concussions and help stop Parkinson's disease. But it turned out that that particular drug that he was hopeful about doesn't work. Anyway, go for the green and gold text to win contest. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because your next chance to win is just after one. The grand prize will be the comfort and warmth of inside club seating in Green Bay worth over $1,800. And next hour, we're giving away cash. So when we do the text to win contest, it's a statewide contest, but somebody wins cash that hour. So just having the right text word, and that will be coming up just after one right here on WRJN.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Let's talk about FOMO being a no-go when it comes to investing and managing your money. FOMO, F-O-M-O, means fear of missing out. Now, FOMO isn't all bad. I've known a couple Taylor Swift fans who FOMO'd their way to face value tickets and avoided the $1,000 aftermarket, like me. But when it comes to investing, FOMO can be toxic. History is pretty clear about this. Chasing trends that you hear about on TikTok or investing in hot stocks is not going to pan out over time the way a diversified portfolio of index funds will. I want to check in on my investments a few times a year and let time and compound interest work their magic. Okay, folks, for more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
With no- from walking away. Let your friends laugh, even this I can stand. Cause I wanna keep you any way I can.
Home for local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. CBS National News coming up. Stuart J. Waddles with local news, sports, weather, and even the next text to word keyword. All just minutes away here on WRJN.
Soft as a soul.
just let tomorrow be now. Let tomorrow be. She wants to live in the Rockies. She says that's where we'll find peace. Settle down and raise up a family to call on, yeah. We'll have a home. All summer long we spent grooving in the sand. Everybody kept on playing Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
When his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright.